平安。刚才我们读的这个经文，大家很熟悉。
We're very familiar with the passage we just read.
这段经文也是这里，你读过了以后很难忘。
There's something very special about this passage. Once you read it, it's very hard to forget it.
为大家这个主耶稣所讲的这件事情以后，有几个主要的人物。
There's a few main characters in this parable.
有人告诉我有几个主要人物，有几个。
Can someone tell me who?
这几个。
How many?
三个。第一个是谁？好，财主。第二个呢？第三个呢？亚伯拉罕。
So there's three: the rich man, Lazarus, and Abraham.
还有一个最重要的，在这三个人之后，那是谁啊？
人。
而基督，因为基督讲这样的一个道，讲这样的一个真理，这故事。
And the most important person is the storyteller, who is Christ.
那我问大家，在这个故事当中，主要是说两个故事当中，有财主和拉萨路。
In this parable, there's two characters, the rich man and Lazarus.
你愿意成为财主呢，还是愿意成为拉萨路？
Do you want to be the rich man or do you want to be Lazarus?
Samuel, you want to be the rich man or poor man? 这两个 choice, of course.Which one would be? Which man, of course. 我们中间一个老人是唯一可以排除的寄居者。
Who among us wants to be like the rich guy?
我们有人要成为排除的。我们甘愿贫穷。
Do we all want to be poor?
我知道有些人是不敢说，有些人是说，我想成为排除。
Some people are scared to admit it, but they want to be the rich guy.
但是有人知道财主后来命运不好，所以想活成拉萨路。
But they know that the ending of the rich man is bad, so they want to be Lazarus.
以前呢，我在讲这个道的时候，我也问了一些人，有个年轻的小孩子啊，很年纪不大，4来岁左右，他跟我说，我既想成为财主，又想成为拉萨路。
So there was a little kid I asked, and he told me that he wants to be both the rich guy and Lazarus.
我说怎么可能呢？
And I said, how can that be?
他说我在死之前我要去陪死之后我才拉到路。
So he says that while he's living he wants to be rich, but when he's dead he wants to be Lazarus.
这还是回答很诚实。
Well, this is a very honest reply.
其实我每个人心中都这么讲。
To be honest, we all feel this way. Nobody really wants to be poor. And nobody wants to go to hell. So what do you do? And the best solution is? Be the rich guy when you're alive and be Lazarus when you're dead.
So we all know. This passage is very simple, but it's hard to understand.
The principle of this passage is very simple, but it's hard to talk about. Because in the church, we don't really like talking about this. Because there's nothing to hide in this passage. Jesus is very clear in this passage. There's two ways to
learn.
One's a big one and one's a small one.
人生只有两个终点。
And there's only two endings.
一个是天堂。
One's heaven.
一个是地狱。
The other hell.
那这段经文就是讲地狱。
So this passage talks about hell.
我知道讲这样的话题的时候很沉重。
It's a very morbid topic.
但是我今天为什么选择这样的一个主日来传讲这样的信息呢？
But why did I choose this Sunday to talk about it?
特别我们看很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially with all these young people.
所以当我在预备这样的一个信息的时候，因为我心中有强烈的感动。
I had a strong pressing from the Holy Spirit.
因为我们很多人就相信我将来一定会上天堂。
Because a lot of us believe that we will be going to heaven when we die.
地狱跟我没关系。
Hell has nothing to do with us.
或者有人说地狱跟我很远。
Or some say that hell is very far from me.
但是基督讲这个的信息的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of this passage?
它是让我们怎么更好的。活在现在。
Jesus wants us to live a better life now.
特别是我希望我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Especially for our younger brothers and sisters.
你在曾经常常问自己一个问题。
You should often ask yourself,
我怎么来度过这一生？
How should I live my life now?
因为人生只有两个终点。
Because there's only two destinations.
接着是黑狼，就是
你。Heaven and hell.
你知道现在有些人说你不要提这样的信息，太严重。
Some of the young people complain and say, "Don't talk about this now. It's too morbid."
但是弟兄姐妹，耶稣是常常讲这话。
But brothers and sisters, God often talks to us about this.
所以今天这段经文摆在我们的面前，我希望弟兄姐妹们记住四个方面的信息。
So, as we read this parable, let's remember four points. These are some images.
This is Lazarus.
This
is in the Bible. This is in the Bible. This is in the Bible. This is in the Bible. This is
Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham and the rich man in hell. There's four main points in this parable, and may God keep these four points in our mind. The first point is.In these two verses,
这段经文告诉你，这几节经文告诉你，生活有的时候相当的残忍。
These passages can tell you that life can be very cruel sometimes.
你发现贫穷跟富裕之间有很大的鸿沟。
There's a great disparity between the rich and the poor.
我记得我有一次去非洲。
I remember I went to Africa once.
然后我去的那个地方，那些富人住的地方跟美国差不多。
The rich places I went to weren't too different from the rich places here.
但是穷人只住了一个很小的一个平房。
But the poor people would live in a very small tent.
就像古代的印第安人住那个小房子一样。
Like the Native Americans.
就穷这个对比，让人心情很难过。
This huge disparity makes me sad.
我记得也很多年，大概15年前，我去洛杉矶。
15 years ago, I went to LA.
一个我的一个朋友啊，带我去他的一个朋友家过周末，因为他的朋友不住家。
I went with a friend to this mutual friend's vacation home.
去了以后，我是刘姥姥，很大观园。
I was.
就是他的
意思。Surprise.
啊，你知道那个房子很大，大概有。他的那个卧房大概有10个以上。
That house was really big. They had about 10 bedrooms.
厕所我们有不想超过10个。
And probably more than 10 restrooms.
他的这个车库进来。
They had a line of garages.
可能有4-5个。
Probably 4 or 5.
他车当然是很好的车。
And of course the cars were beautiful.
我想我一生的薪水也会买一辆车。
I think my whole life salary wouldn't be able to buy one of those cars.
他的房子的后面是很大的用。
He had a huge swimming pool.
他的泳池边上有一个
He had a jacuzzi.
是有一种，你们不管怎么叫，中文叫什么？就是你们桑拿一样的东西。
Like a sauna thing.
他那帐篷是很豪华。
This is a very beautiful house.
不知道好多人想过这种生活。
I know a lot of you want to live that kind of life.
他们全家人去度假，爸爸是一个周末的度假。
His whole family went on vacation.
因为他是做长假。
And it was a long-term vacation.
因为他不担心没有工作。
Because he wasn't really worried about his job.
因为他们不需要回来上班。
So he didn't really need to go work.
这是一个画面。
Now this is one picture.
另外一个画面我也知道很多年前我去看一个地方。
So I've also seen another picture of many years ago.
那个家的丈夫是生病。
The husband of the household was ill.
一个母亲带两个孩子。
The mother took care of 2 children.
他们没有固定的收入。
They didn't have fixed salary.
他们没有饭吃。
Nor did they have food.
他们家就是一个塑料布搭棚的棚子。
Their house was just a plastic tent.
夏天的时候零下5度。
In summer it was very hot in there.
冬天零下0度。
And the winter it was a refrigerator.
所以整个这也是生活的一个画面。
So this is another picture of life.
所以耶稣基督告诉我们，在这个世界当中会看到 就让你羡慕里面，他会不会看到一个羡慕让你觉得心中很酸很开心。
So God paints these two pictures, one that's very happy and that we all desire, and the other that makes us very sad.
我说我们参加很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So I know there's a lot of young people in
the world. You have a lot of
dreams in life.
你发现这个世界非常的美好。
You find that the world is very beautiful.
是的，是非常美好。
Yes, it is.
但是你发现生活当中有很多让你心酸的方面。
But you will also find that there's a lot of things that are heartbreaking.
就基督在这儿讲的道，不是空穴来风，不是一个空话。
So the parable that Jesus tells us today isn't based on fiction.
他是讲的基督生活中就是如此。
This is the reality of life.
但他那个是财神，一个是富人。
One is
one
is a beggar and one is a wealthy man.
你看看财主怎么生活的。
Let's look at how the rich man lived.
这个财主的生活，他是穿紫色袍和细麻布衣。
He was wearing purple and fine linen.
这一个他是怎么穿的？
The Bible tells us how he dressed.
你知道这个紫色衣是君王和大祭司们穿的。
Purple was meant for royalty.
他的身份的象征。
It described a person's status.
好，我们改变美，改变装。美国人不大在乎这个穿着，到了八九十岁也不懂穿着。在中国大陆，你的穿着就是你的一个符号，表示你的身份。
So here, I guess people don't really care about how people dress, but in China, it definitely reflects your social status.
它的紫色袍，这个紫色在现在很简单，在古代是从海洋当中那个消费市场提出来的。
So today purple means nothing, but back then, in order to culture these purple clothes, you have to put it into the ocean.
非常昂贵。
Diet.
打个比方说，你一天的薪水大概比如三分钱到四分钱。
So back in the day, your salary would probably just be 3 to 4 cents.
但是一件衣服至少一百。
But this would be worth, this cloth would be worth.
一百就要$100.
So this is very expensive.
而且他天天吃什么？天天是天奢华宴乐。
And he would live in splendor every day.
真正要用的这个词是什么？就是天天有宴会，天天有宴会。
Meaning he would have a party every day.
他不需要工作。
He doesn't need to work.
他不需要上班的。
Nor.
他就是吃吃喝喝。
Yeah, she just eats and parties.
因为你们圣经上没有说这个人是怎么致富的，圣经上没有说。
The Bible doesn't tell us how he acquired his wealth.
圣经上告诉你这个人是怎么生活的。
But it doesn't tell us his lifestyle.
好了，这是一个人，那他财主吃什么呢？刚才说吃那么好的东西，但是在古代吃饭的时候不像我们中国人用筷子啊，美国人用叉子啊，但是在古代人用手来吃饭。
Back in the day, people used their hands to eat.
非洲人还是这样吃饭。
The Africans still do this.
那在吃饭的时候，他有时候用手沾一点东西，比方说姜汁啊，就是佐料拌一拌就吃了。
So they would just dip their bread in random.
那手上沾了酱怎么办呢？
So what would happen if you got sauce on your hands?
这个办法，他们用面包来洗洗你的手。
So they would just clean their hands with bread.
那洗洗面包的时候，洗洗手的面包还吃吗？当然不吃，扔掉了。
So this bread would be dirty, considered dirty.
巴巴洛德等这个面包纸
Lazarus would be waiting for this bread.
这是个富人生活，你看他穷人怎么生活的。
So we can look at how the poor man lived.
这个巴巴洛很奇妙，很真相很有意思。耶稣讲的比喻当中，一般是没有名字，但这个人是有名字的。
This is a very interesting parable because in Jesus' parables he usually never mentions names, but in this one he gives the poor guy a name.
巴巴洛字的意思就是说，上帝是我们的帮助者。
Lazarus means God is with us.
这个人是没有太太。
He doesn't have a wife.
没有儿女。
Nor does he have children.
没有房地产。
Nor does he have property.
一个人没有三餐。
And he doesn't have food.
而且还没有健康的身体。
And he's also very sick.
他是穷人中的穷人。
He's the poorest of the poor.
那这个人，有人把他放在这个财主的门口。
So some people put him in front of the rich guy's house.
你知道，就是狗来舔他身上的汤。
So it says that even the dogs would lick his sores.
有的时候我们都真正不明白啊，这狗可能就是我们在街上看到的小宠物来舔一舔它。
So we may think that this dog is like a little cute pet.
这是我们现代人观念。
But that's
在那个时候没有宠物的。
Not accurate.
这是野狗。
Back then they only had wild dogs.
人穷的时候狗就欺负你。
So even when you're poor, the dogs will bully you.
因为他是被人放在这个餐馆门口，这表示他生病很严重，他是不能动弹。
He's put before the rich guy's house to show that he's very sick, that he can't even move away from it.
他身上有伤。
His sword on his body.
这狗就欺负他，来啃他。
So the dog would bully him and gnaw on him.
古代野狗是最吃人的。
So in the past, dogs would eat people.
圣经给大家看到生活的残酷的一面。
So God, the Bible paints a very cruel picture.
一个是很富裕，一个是很贫穷。
One is very wealthy, one is very poor.
一个是花天酒地。
One lives with
一个是天天搬家。
And one can't even.
就亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们不是中间年轻的弟兄姐妹，要遇到生活不都是很美好，生活有很残酷的一面。
So young people, their life can be very cruel.
而且这个富人是非常的自私冷漠。
And this rich guy is very selfish and cold.
他可以说我没有什么坏事啊。
He may say that, "Oh, I haven't done anything wrong."
我没有偷，没有抢，我就花我挣来的钱。
I'm just spending my money.
你知道，现在很多的富人是这种心态，钱是我挣的，是我应该要花。
A lot of rich people live under this mentality.
我开我的 party 是我的自由。
I throw parties by my own.
住床下是我的自由。
And I go on vacation.
那他们穷人，穷人太多了。
There are too many poor people.
他们太懒。
And they're lazy.
有时候我们有很多的理由，觉得我们不需要去帮助别人。
Sometimes we find a lot of excuses for ourselves not to help people.
所以基督把这个事实摆在我们的面前。
So God puts this reality in front of us.
当你的生活中出现这样的一个拉撒路的时候，你怎么办
？When you see a Lazarus in your life, how would you react?
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，特别是我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So, young people.
有的时候你看到这个财主的时候，生活中财主那个冷漠自私的时候，你觉得生活就是这样，我将来就像财主一样生活。
When you see the rich man's attitude for living, you assume that that's how it's supposed to be.
有的时候像是穷人，你说将来我不需要成为穷人，但是穷人太多了，跟我没有关系。
And when you see poor people, you think, oh, I don't want to be that poor person.
两种生活。两个画面，但是同时给我们每个弟兄姐妹，不是年轻的弟兄姐妹，也提出一个挑战：你是像富人一样冷漠呢，还是像成为一个上帝的儿女，有忍耐心
？So here's a challenge for the young people: Would you want to be that rich person who's selfish and cold, or be God's children who's loving and kind?
弟兄姐妹，基督教我们要成为世界的光和盐。
Brothers and sisters, God, Jesus implored us to be the salt and light of the world.
这个世界如果没有腐烂，那不叫盐。
So if there's no, rotten stuff, then you don't need salt.
如果世界没有黑暗，就有光。
And if there's no darkness, then we don't need light.
我们很容易进入这个世界的。
We often follow the world.
特别就是富人，他往往影响许许多多人，因为他有钱。他们通过这个媒体来鼓噪他们自己的生活方式。
Especially the wealthy, they have a lot of influence in our society, and they can use the media.
但是我们今天弟兄姐妹，是抱着一种富人的生活方式，还是以基督的心思来看待我们生活
？So brothers and sisters, should we follow the mainstream, wealthy, or should we follow the teachings of Christ?
这是生活第一个画面。
So that was the first thing, a picture of life.
Here.这个故事里告诉我们死亡的悲哀。
The second point in this parable is the pain of death.
他说：“二姐说，他逃犯都死了，被天使带着放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，已经埋葬了。”
Verse 22 says, "The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried."
我跟有些人在交谈的时候，有人跟我说，富人跟穷人不但生活不一样，死也不一样。
So I was talking to a lot of people, and they were telling me that the rich and the poor have different lifestyles and different styles of death.
当你看富人，他生病的时候
，when the wealthy are sick，
他生命在接近尾声的时候
，when they're about to end their life，
他们去最好的医院
，they'll go to the best hospitals，
还有最好的医药
be exposed to the best health care.
他有一个最好的护理。
Receive the best care.
他还有最好的鲜花。
And be given flowers.
一切都很好。
Everything is very good.
那死了以后呢？
But after that,
人家讲他还有葬礼。
He even has a burial.
那当然是一个最隆重的一个葬礼。
And it's very extravagant.
大家上去是讲最好的话。
And everyone says the best eulogy.
然后呢，这个如果要是在中国大陆的话，要登一个讣告。
And in China, you even get on the newspaper.
上面讲你为国家做了什么贡献。
To talk about your contribution.
他的品格是如何的伟大。
And his character.
他下面人真的是无畏的。
And people are very.
没关系。那最后呢，找一家风水宝地来买葬。
And then you'll find a really great burial site.
但是你看到这个仇人，他死了，没得到葬礼。
But the poor person didn't even get a funeral.
他活的时候都没人理他。
Nobody noticed him when he was alive.
死的时候谁会理他
？And of course, no one noticed him when he was
alive. 那基督告诉我们，富人跟穷人是不一样。
Jesus tells us that there is a great difference between the rich and the poor.
That story was 事实，两个人一模一样。
But here's a reality that goes with both of them.
什么时候？
That is that.
穷人要死。
Poor people die.
富人要死。
And the wealthy people die.
死亡是 equalizer.
Death is the equalizer.
所以弟兄姐妹，圣经上非常告诉你一个残酷的一个现实，同时告诉你人生一个终极，那就是死亡。
So when it paints its full reality, it also tells us that we experience the same end.
所以我巴不得每个弟兄姐妹，特别是我们的一些弟兄姐妹要记得。
So please remember, brothers and sisters.
就是将来有一天成为财主。
Maybe one day you'll be the rich guy.
也不可能天天穿紫色袍，一个传道服的。
But you can't wear your purple cloth forever.
也不可能天天奢华宴乐，不老有的。
And you can't party forever.
有一天生活非常的贫瘠。
One day your days will be done.
因为世界上没有一样东西是肯定的。
Because there's not one thing that is certain in life.
只有死亡是。
Only death is most certain.
死亡是个最简单、最明了、最确定的一个事情。
Death is the most clear and clear reality.
所以这个财主和拉撒路都死。
So the rich man and Lazarus both died.
好了，那么到了第三点，我就请弟兄姐妹明白，这是基督要讲的一个信息。
So let's move on to the third point.
如果生命到此为止，什么都没有了，死了以后什么都没有，你成为一个富人怎么生活没有关系。
So after death, yeah.
那第四点，我第三点，我就集中起来记得，死后的生命是不可改变。
Life after death is inescapable.
基督在这儿讲的这个真理，就是把死亡的这个窗帘，这个帘幕打开。
So Jesus opens the curtains of life after death for us in this parable.
那你看到死后的生命应该像怎么样？
He tells us what life after death is like.
这个挑战我们中间许许多多人的良心。
And this picks at a lot of people's consciousness.
很多人认为
，a lot of people think
死亡就是什么都结束。
A lot of people think that death is the end.
但是圣经告诉你，死亡之后的生命是不可逃避。
But the Bible tells us that life after death is inescapable.
人生只有两个结局，一个是天堂，一个是地狱。
There's two fates for man, hell and heaven.
我今天讲到的信息不是要吓唬大家。
Today I don't want to scare everyone.
因为这是基督教导这样的真理，告诉我们人生的一个终点站是什么，然后告诉我们怎么更好生活。
Because God is trying to tell us, what is life and how we should better live our life now.
神是爱我们的神。
God loves us.
神也是公义的神。
And He is also just.
如果没有地狱，神就不是公义的神。
If there's no hell, then God is not just.
如果没有地狱，讲上帝的审判就是空话。
If there's no hell, then God's judgment is nothing.
我们巴不得很多人都说巴不得没有地狱。
A lot of people don't want hell.
无论我做什么，都没有后果。
No matter what I do, there are no consequences.
一死来了，一死啊！但是基督把这个死亡的帘幕打开。
But Jesus opens the curtains after death.
让你看到死后是什么。
It helps us see what is after death.
好，弟兄姐妹，你知道基督都讲的话，他常常提到地狱里面。
So in Jesus's parables, he often mentions death. Oh, okay.
Oh. 啊，你知道基督？你知道之前很多人批评，有人批评基督的福音，但从来不会批评基督。
A lot of people criticize the gospel, but they never criticize Christ.
因为基督是他找不到罪。
Because there's no fault in Christ.
那个反基督教反的最厉害的一个，非常厉害的一个哲学家尼采。
There's this one critic of Christianity.
啊，这个人他也称赞耶稣伟大的人格。
But he also praises Jesus' character.
但弟兄姊妹要知道，如果耶稣所讲的第一回真实的，耶稣就是撒谎。
But brothers and sisters, you have to know that if hell is not real, then Jesus is a liar.
如果耶稣是撒谎的人，他们也是伟大的人。
And if Jesus is a liar, then he doesn't have a great character.
但基督是常常告诉我们，他的话是真的。
But Jesus often tells us that his words are real.
他还告诉我们。死亡的灵魂背后是什么
？And he can tell us what lies after death.
啊，基督第一件事情告诉我们
，He tells the first thing he tells us.
因为真实
，Hell is real.
我举几个例子啊，只是从马太福音的一卷书里面来看看基督多少次来讲到地狱。
I'll give you some examples from Matthew alone.
马太福音第五章29节。
Matthew 5:29.
啊，如果你的右眼可以见到。就把它弯出来丢掉，因为对你来说，这是身体的一部分，所以你全身体都在丢掉。
If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you, for it's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
耶稣又说，你们要进窄门，因为那通向灭亡的门啊，它条路是宽的，从那里进去的人也多。
Enter the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and ways that lead to destruction, and those who enter by it are many.
那这次耶稣说，我就是来告诉你们，啊，不是大概是打错了，啊，第三面没有了，他打错了，是28组，那我们起来读了。不要杀他留下身体的，不过是杀死灵魂的。反倒要怕他的人把灵魂和身体都扔在地狱里。再看看地点，大家再读吧。一个王吩咐仆人们说：“把他的手捆起来，丢到官场边里，在那里等开始的起。”啊，这句话我希望弟兄姐妹都明白啊。这是一节，我们再读。他是王前面左边的人说：“你们这些被救的人，离开我。”知道那有这位魔鬼和他吃的属于最好的永远的活下去。请弟兄姐妹注意这节经文，上帝发誓，上帝允许地狱的存在，不是上帝让人进入地狱。
God permits the existence of hell, not for the purpose of throwing people.
地狱是为谁准备的？
Hell is prepared for who?
所以魔鬼和他吃的属于谁？
It's for the devil and his angels.
上帝不是说。你们该下地狱，就下地狱。
God is not saying that I'll just throw everyone into hell.
但是有人是宁愿跟从魔鬼和他的使者。
But those who follow the devil,
你跟从魔鬼和他的使者，就是向这个方向走。
But for those who follow the devil, they walk in a certain direction.
就是推理上的，原理上的。
By principle,
不知道为什么吧
？But they don't make sense.
你知道这样的人，他是去一个没有上帝的地方。
They're going to a place without God.
那就是地狱。
And that's hell.
因为是什么？就没有上帝的地方。
Hell is a place without God.
没有爱、没有恩典的地方。
Without, it's a place without love or grace.
没有光的地方。
And it's also without light.
所以耶稣基督在上常常会讲到地狱，他比任何人讲地狱的多。
Jesus often talks about hell more than anyone else.
所以弟兄姐妹，基督不是个撒谎的。
So brothers and sisters, God is not a liar.
那第二点，基督告诉我们。
So our in the second point, Jesus tells us.
那就告诉我们，地狱是一个痛苦的地方。
Hell is a very cruel and harsh place.
刚才我们读的经文里头，有四次讲到痛苦。
In the passages we just read, it mentioned torture 4 times.
地狱的地方是黑暗的地方，是没有光的地方。
Hell is a place without light.
那个地方只有火的地方。
And it has a lot of fire.
那这个痛苦的地方，因为有神是痛苦。
Because a place without God is painful.
我们现在不是太痛苦，因为我们还有爱。
We're not suffering right now because there's still God's love
with us
and God's grace with us.
第三个，基督告诉我们，
three point bad topics.
第一点，生活是不可逆转。
That hell cannot be reversed.
进入地狱以后，没有进入，也没有退路。
Once you go into hell, you can't come out of it.
没有第二次机会。
And there's no second chance in hell.
甚至没有自杀的机会。
You can't even commit suicide in hell.
所以这个台总在医院里面说，亚伯拉罕让我去你那边。亚伯拉罕说，我们中间有深渊相连。
So in the parable, the rich man requests for Lazarus to give him water, but then Abraham tells us that there's a great chasm in the chamber.
你不能到我这边来，我也不能到那儿去。
Either party can't go to each other's.
这告诉我们，地狱是没有退路的。
This tells us that hell, you can't come out of hell.
也没有出路的。
Yeah, there's no exit for it.
那是一个永恒的一个监狱。
It's an eternal prison.
那第四。
Number four.
人在地狱里是有意识。
People have consciousness in hell.
刚才基督徒讲的这个气息里头，因为那个财主可以说话，财主可以思想。
In Jesus' parable, the rich person had consciousness and had thoughts.
这个财主在地狱里头心上有感。
Even in hell, his thoughts have not changed.
他对亚伯拉罕说：“叫你请你打发拉撒路来给我报个喜。”
He told the Abraham to send Lazarus as a messenger.
他一个主人的态度。
And he's still acting like a master.
他不怕人管。
Because he's been used to that.
所以在地狱里头，人不是一个处于休眠状态。
So it's not like you're sleeping in hell.
人是有清楚意识的。
You're clear of what's going on in hell.
他们亚伯拉罕实在不行了，那你就是派人从死里复活回去告诉我五个兄弟，让他们赶快悔改。
He asked Abraham to send somebody from the dead to tell his five brothers to repent.
基督说，我已经有，实际上说也有摩西的律法和先知的教导。如果他们不听，就是有人从死里复活跟他们讲，他们还不听。
So Abraham said, if they have Moses and the prophets, even if someone comes back from the dead, they will not listen.
那基督讲这样的话是暗指他自己。
So Jesus is implicating that
that
even when Christ is resurrected, people still don't believe in him. Listen to him.
就弟兄们，今天如果你不遵循上帝的道，不听上帝的道，这是一个死人复活三人里面什么孩子？
So, brothers and sisters, if you don't listen to God's word now, even if he comes back from the dead, you still won't believe.
好，基督告诉我们什么是生，什么是死，然后告诉我们死后之生是什么样子。那第四点，基督告诉我们，
So the fourth point Jesus wants to tell us about is life before death is most important.
死亡之前的生命是重要的，最重要的。
Life before death is most important.
那我今天。今天我们中间是灵性的弟兄姐妹，要记住这样的事情。
This is what I want to emphasize the most to the young people.
你知道地狱是什么？诗人丹丁所说，在诗句里面说，在地狱的门口挂着钉子，进去的人没有希望。
So they say that once you enter hell, there's no hope left.
好，所以像我们要很认真的面对我们不解的生活。
So we really need to take serious our life now.
有的时候你知道吗？我们是一个上活着的人，我们就是这个地球的稳固，这样的生活是非常的稳定。这个地球是如此之大，生活时间是如此之长。
Because we live right now, we think that our days are long and our days are stable.
我们觉得这个地球很大、很稳、很久，是可靠的中心。我们觉得天堂地狱离我们太远。
We often think that because the world is so stable, heaven is so far from us, it's unimaginable.
其实现在人告诉我们，我们很清楚，地球很小。
The scientists now let us know that the Earth is actually not that big.
我们生活在地球上的时间很短。
And the time we have on Earth is very brief.
所以基督也告诉我们，你的未来必须要明白。
So Jesus emphasizes that our future, we have to be clear of our future.
有些人说某某人下地狱是上帝把他打入地狱。
People often say that God just throws people into hell.
弟兄们，我不相信这样的话。
Brothers and sisters, I don't believe in this.
地狱是人走进去的。
Hell is a path that people choose to walk into.
有的时候，比方说我们早晨起来，我们半夜我在报告了，在五点钟起来，现在是几点钟？太晚太多了。
When we wake up sometimes, we miss our alarm clock. We were originally supposed to wake up at 5, but we wake up at 7. It's not like we suddenly wake up and we're hell is the path that we walk into. Because God gives us free will. God calls on you. And He tells us that there are two paths to life. But you insist on going towards hell. And then you say that God throws you into hell. But no, hell is the path that people choose. So I want to make clear my message. Lazarus didn't go to heaven because he was a poor guy. And the rich man didn't go to hell because he was wealthy. So please don't confuse this, that wealth is evil. It doesn't mean that a rich person will definitely go into hell. And that just because you are poor, you
go to heaven.
And that the more poor you are, the more spiritual you are. And that you will definitely go to heaven after. The Bible doesn't paint this picture. The rich man didn't go into hell because he had a lot of wealth. He went to hell because his heart was corrupt. And his life reflected his heart. So there's one passage in the Bible. If you look at the Bible, in Luke 16:19. Let's read it together.
我主亚伯拉罕啊, 若有一个人从死里复到平时六章三十节。我主亚伯拉罕啊,
But he said, no, Father Abraham.
若有一个人从死里复活的, 到他们那里去, 他们必要悔改。
But if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. What is the rich man saying in this verse?
他的意思是说你现在叫人需要他们的悔改。那个里面暗含的意思是什么？我不是一个悔改的人，我已经不知道要悔改。
In this verse, the rich man is implying that he has not repented. In the entire Bible, God is constantly asking people to repent, return. This rich man believes that he is Jewish and he is a descendant of Abraham. He thought his salvation was secure. He didn't think he did anything wrong in his life. Even when Lazarus was in front of his door, he didn't chase him away. The bread I used to wash my hands, I gave it to Lazarus. And I didn't kick him on my way out. I never treated him wrongly. I'm a descendant of Abraham, I'm Jewish, and I'm very wealthy. Why shouldn't I go to heaven? He's sure he's going to heaven. But in hell, we understand that he has an unrepentant heart. There's a reason why he's in hell. He didn't do anything blatantly wrong, like kill, steal, or lie.
He didn't do anything blatantly wrong, like kill, steal, or lie.
His problem is that he didn't do what he was supposed to do.
犹太人是上帝的子民。
The Jewish are the chosen people of God.
上帝在经文当中很清楚地告诉他。
And God tells them clearly in
Deuteronomy 15:11.
The Bible tells us clearly that we have to loosen our grip to the poor.
你是上帝的儿女，上帝给你讲过了，也看到你弟兄要松开你的手。
That we must be generous to a brother in need.
然后经常又这样说，通过先知对我们说，先知对律法都是先知。今天怎么说的？我们一起来读来。
The prophet Micah says,
世人啊，耶和华你是义，何为善？他将你所要的是什么呢？你要以公义、好义、真心、对的心，与你的神相称。
The prophets are very clear.
我们在生活当中，常常有人说：“像我是善人，我是个好人，啊，我不做伤天害理的事情，我这种好人，他都伤天伤地上。”
Oftentimes, we say, "Oh, I'm a good person. I do good things. Why don't I get to the heaven?"
上帝告诉你，我只是你何为善。
But God tells us, "Oh man, what is good?"
上帝给你一个善的定义。
God sets a What's the definition of what good is?
行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心。
To do justice and to love kindness and to
后面还有什么话？与你的神同行。
And to walk humbly.
这个不见得不好人做慈善工作。
There's a lot of people who do charity work in our
lives. 我们不知道心态怎么样，不能拆解别人。
We don't know what their intentions are.
但实际上说，你有没有与神同行？
But the Bible asks, do you humbly walk with God?
你知道什么是善吗？
Do you know what kindness is?
所以，下面有一个事情，我想很多弟兄姐妹可能有的时候就很怀疑，也很困惑。So
I know a lot. This concept confuses people a lot.
我们所有的信靠耶稣基督的人，我们是因信称义。
Those who believe in Jesus, we are defined by our faith.
Justified by.
Justified by faith.
要是你知道，一信耶稣，你就。
That once we believe in Jesus Christ, we will be.
你上天堂是稳，绝对把握。That
heaven is secure once we believe.
因为我曾经在教会举过手。Just
because I rose my hand in church.
因为我曾经是如此。And
that I've been baptized.
偶尔的我领圣餐。And
I take communion.
我心情好的时候，我会帮助周围的人。And
when I'm in a good mood, I help people around me.
所以我也是得罪的人。That's
why I must be saved.
但是兄弟们，今天的信息让你醒悟过来。
But, brothers and sisters, this parable is sending us a warning. That in heaven you'll find that a lot of people you didn't expect to be there will be there. And those you expected to be there aren't there. The wealthy man was sure he was going to heaven. Again, he was wealthy. He was the descendant of Abraham. He was very wealthy. He was always nice to
life.
And he didn't give the bread to the dogs. Where would he go other than heaven? But he's not in heaven. He's in hell. So, the Bible teaches us that even though you believe in Christ, but the Bible asks us, has your heart truly repented?
你真悔改,
when you truly repented, your actions are reflected in
the Bible.
If you are truly God's children, your life will be different. Let us read this together.
我的弟兄们起来，我的弟兄们，没有人有自己的信心，没有行为。 有什么益处呢？所以信心的出发呢，不是弟兄或者姐妹，是指母子，有需要用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说：“平安的吃吧，愿意他们软，吃得饱，也给他们身体上的使用的。”这有什么益处呢？第二，信心有没有行为，就是死的。因信成义是绝对的，上面话语。
Being justified by faith is part of God's word.
真正的信心是以生命的改变。
the true faith is reflected by a change in life.
我们在没有认识之前，我们死的。
Before we knew God, we were dead.
我们上耶稣之后，我们的心复活了。
But after knowing Jesus Christ, we are alive.
生和死之间的区别吗？
Can you define? Can you recognize between life and death?
那个死人都没有反应的。
A dead person has no reaction.
活人是有反应的。
A living person has a reaction.
你的车死了有没有反应？
When your car dies, what happens to it?
轰轰响，有没有动作？有没有？人打开车，车打不开。人倒车也不行，前进也不行，转弯也不行，放音乐也不行，没反应。
A dead car cannot play music, cannot reverse, and cannot drive.
当你车子活过来以后，给你上面，那活过来以后怎么样？
But when you use the jumper, it's alive. So, Christians, when God is in your life, your actions are different. When you are a child of God, you have the breath of God in
you.
And your actions are different.
Well,
let's read together.
凡有释放财物的，他与弟兄同法，就塞住别人的心，开除弟兄怎么存在他们的福音呢？就先把道理提出。
So, the law of the Bible makes it very clear.
你里面有基督的生命，一定有长出像神一样的智慧。If
you have the life of Christ in you, then
you
will
have Christ. 因为有真正的悔改。
A truly repentant person will have repentant action. We're not saved by actions. Because God's grace is free. And that grace can change your life. A repentant heart is characterized by something
that
can you recognize that you are God's steward.
管家是什么意思呢?
What does a steward mean?
我作为基督的帐幕,
everything that I have is God's.
我替上帝来管理你,
and I will watch over things on God's behalf.
我们中间很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹，上帝给你40年、50年、100年活在这个世界当中，你怎么使用这个时间?
Brothers and sisters, God gives you 40, 50, 60 years of life. How are you going to use it?
上帝通过你的父母给你iPhone，你怎么使它?
The Lord gives you an iPhone through your parents. How are you going to use it for His purposes? If He gives you 100 years and you squander it away, how are you going to face God? If God gives you intelligence but you're lazy, how are you going to face Him when you see Him? If one day God makes you very wealthy,
在我们在座的人，就非洲的标准上，我们都是富人。You're
all very rich compared to a lot.
我讲实话，实在的话，全世界有60亿人口，没有一个人天天早晨起来洗个热水澡，没多少人。
There's six billion people in the world today. How many people can wake up and shower?
没有人天天早上起来吃一点吃这个。
Not everyone wakes up eating bacon and drinking orange juice. There's very few people who live in a house with 5 rooms. You are rich. So God is going to ask you, how are you going to use this
wealth?
Jesus is not using this parable to scare anyone. He's just testing us to see how we're going to live our life.
我们是华人，感谢孔夫子，而孔夫子害死华人。
As a Chinese, we usually thank Confucius, but he's actually harming us.
但是，弟兄姐妹，基督教清楚地告诉你，只有两个命运。
But Jesus tells us there's only two destinations for our life. And now that you know them, you should live your life accordingly.
上帝说我们是上帝的儿女。
The Lord tells us that we are His children.
我们要成上帝的管家。
That's why we should also be His stewards.
你看到教会的缺乏，你是塞住了自己的心。
If you see the church in need, that you stuff your own heart.
你看作为弟兄姐妹的缺乏，你塞住自己的心。
And if you see a brother in need, that you close off your heart.
你问自己。
Then you should ask yourself.
你是上帝的管家吗？
Are you God's steward?
财主他不悔改，他下地狱，因为他没有悔改心。
The wealthy man and the terrible ones went to hell because he had an unrepentant heart.
我刚才说了，他不是因为他有钱才下地狱，不是。
It's not because he had money that he went to hell.
因为他心败坏。
But it was because his heart was corrupt.
他心败坏反映在他的行为上。
And his corrupt heart was reflected in his lifestyle.
特别是反映在他使用这个财富上。
Especially in how he used up his wealth.
你看生活多么堕落。
You should see how corrupt his life is and his parents.
他没有怜悯。
He didn't have a heart full of mercy.
他心死了。
And his heart was dead.
他对上帝死了。
And his heart was closed off to God.
他是真以自我为中心。
He lived a very self-centered life.
他过一个很放纵的生活。
And he lived a very selfish life.
所以第一个是这个路走进去。
So how is the path that you choose?
弟兄姐妹，我知道我很少讲这样的
信息。I rarely talk, speak this kind of message.
但是基督的福音里重要的内容在第一。
But this, a strong message in God's, Jesus' gospel is about hell.
因为不是 extra, 对福音来说不是额外的东西。
Hell is not an extra part.
它是福音不可分割的一部分。
It's something that's inseparable from the gospel.
它告诉我们公义的神。
Hell tells us that God is just.
呼唤人悔改。
And that He cries for people to repent.
救恩是白白赏给我们。
And that grace is freely given to us all.
他希望我们每个人我们的行为就是我们的恩赏。
And He hopes that our actions can be in accordance to His grace.
是我们中间，特别是劝我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So I implore the young people among us.
今天神给你很多的奖。
God has given us a lot of gifts today.
时间是神给你的财。
Time.
你的自由是神给你的财。
Freedom.
你的聪明智慧是神给你的财。
Intelligence.
你怎么用它
？How are you going to use these things?
不要把你时间浪费在电视、那种网络、在 game 上。
Don't waste your time on the internet, games, or TV.
当然，因为我们站在神的立场。
Because one day we'll face God.
但我们中间许多的成人，并不注重你的弟兄姐妹。
So for those who have followed God for a long time,
我问自己
，Let's ask ourselves also.
我真是个悔改的人。
Am I a truly repentant person?
我真是上帝的儿女吗
？Am I truly a child of God?
我真是上帝的管家吗
？Am I a steward of God?
那为什么我对财富是看如此重视？
So why would I put so much emphasis and focus on wealth? Why do I close off my heart? So may God remind us. My main topic is to become God's children, you must become God's steward.
我们自己，我们是上帝的管家。
Let's ask ourselves, are we God's stewards?
你的儿女是上帝赐给你的。
Your children are a blessing from God.
你是个好的管家。
Are you a good steward?
你按照上帝的道来教导你的儿女吗
？Do you teach them according to the Lord's teaching?
你的财富是上帝赐给你的。
Your wealth is a blessing.
你是成为上帝的管家来管理的好财富吗
？Are you going to watch your wealth?
我在问你
God's plan.
那他入下地狱的理由还挺久。
Lazarus didn't go into heaven because he was poor.
经常看到那些穷人一方面的。
The Bible never tells us that poor people will definitely go to heaven.
经常也没有说财主下地狱是因为他没有钱。
And the Bible never says that rich people will definitely go to hell.
他下地狱是因为心败坏。
The Bible tells us that corrupt hearts go to hell.
他自以为是上帝。
They think they're saved.
他根本没有管家的心。
But they don't have a heart of
steward. 所以求主提醒我们。
So may God remind us constantly.
让我们知道什么是生。
That we know what life is.
让我们知道什么是死。
That we know what death is.
让我们知道什么是死后之生。
And let us know what life after death is.
让我们知道什么是死前之生。
And let us remind us what death. That's
important. 所以主教导我们一下的信息，让我们过好这一生，充满荣耀。 充满上帝给我们的荣耀，让我们在这世界当中不光不影。
So let us live to exemplify God's glory.
如果我们一样，很多年轻人想 make a difference.
If a lot of young people among us want to make a difference in the world,
遵守上帝的道。
And follow God's command.
不要浪费生命。
And don't waste God's gifts to us.
求主帮助我们，怜悯我们。
And so may God have mercy on us.
好，让我们起来祷告。主，谢谢你把这样的信息放在我们心里。
God, thank you for your message today.
所以您在我们里光照我们。
May your spirit shine in us.
让我们到生命这个里的宝贵。
And let us recognize how precious life is.
生命只给我们这一次。
We only have one chance at life.
因为我们今天就是做的决定，怎样生活不影响到我们的未来。
Let us be sure of our decisions today and how it will impact our life in the future.
主，你也让我们重生，你也让我们有新的生命。
Lord, you've already given us the gift of resurrection and new life.
让我们的生活为我们所蒙恩待掌权。
May our lives reflect the grace that you've given us.
我们是你的儿女。
We are your children.
让我们成为你的管家。
But help us become your stewards.
让我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹学会主教的智慧，成为你的管家。
May brothers and sisters today learn how to become your stewards.
我们将感恩祷告祈求，奉主耶稣的名。
In your name I pray, Amen.
Amen.